Shalom.
Hello. We'll be reading excerpts on the subject of Israel's duty towards humanity. We'll be reading excerpts from the sources on this subject. You can find all our texts on kabbalahmedia.info, and you can send us questions live during the lesson through kab.tv.
The topic is important because it determines our work. The end result is in the preliminary thought. The end result is that everyone, all of the created beings, connect together into one body, and they are all connected with the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator. And this process includes internality and externality. And it stems because from the fact that there is a creator and a created being. Both in the creator and in the created being, in those systems, and I'm emphasizing in those systems, there is also an internal part and an external part. The internal part in the upper system is his self, the creator, and his relation to the created beings, and the part in the created beings is Israel and the nations of the world. And all of these differences are all in all in the degree of the power intensity that remains following the shattering of the vessels in the will to receive. Therefore, that point that awakens and pulls a person towards correction is called Yashar Kel, and then this person has to receive treatment from above already, and accordingly also organize his own efforts in the environment and his work from below. Therefore, taking into consideration that the general end of correction is the end result, we have to be in an inclination towards that. That this is what is liked by the upper force. This is the purpose of the whole of creation. And according to this point where everyone is included together, and they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, etc., it is clear to us that this is what we have to come closer to. So all of our work has to be in seeing how all the people of the world get this knowledge, a connection to the force that corrects, that awakens, that unites, and to see ourselves as Jonah, the prophet. This is actually our work. Even though we're not capable of it, we don't want it. We're rejected by it, but we realize that this inclination has to be in us, it has to be important and great. So this is actually the topic. Why are we awakening this topic again before the Congress? Because the end result is in the preliminary thought. The general correction of the world is guaranteed. It exists already, and we exist there in all of his eternity. But we, here, in this world, that is in our current state, need to depict to ourselves in what ways, in what stages we are advancing towards that state. And accordingly, it should be clear to us from all of the excerpts, all of the texts, from everything that we heard from the Kabbalists, how much it is our obligation to publicize all of these pieces of knowledge to the whole of humanity and to bring them that final form that now is becoming more and more clear to us, and also see our present situation in humanity and also within our spiritual success, because all of this directs us towards our sublime role to truly be the light for the nations of the world. This is why the role of Israel towards the nations of the world, what did we call that? Israel's duty towards humanity, this is what you called it. It becomes not that it's only revealed at the end of the path, rather the end result is in the preliminary thought. Now, already, we should see this final goal, this final state, and from that to see how much we, with each and every step we take, even now, today, we're actualizing this goal, so that our whole path is the realization of that goal, of that final state with greater and greater proximity, success, wholeness. Besides that, now as we're coming closer to our big congress, the second congress, the general congress, is entirely around the fact that everyone is connecting. All of the worldwide Bnei Baruch are connecting, but their connection, what is it for? What is the goal? What is the motive? It is that we want to bring our correction as the beginning of the general correction, the correction of the world. So, let's start to study this topic.
So we'll be reading from a compilation of excerpts about the duty of Israel towards humanity, starting with excerpt 30. Bala Sulam, the Ervut. The end of correction of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under His work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day the Lord will be one and His name one. The text specifies, on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and mitzvot and commandments, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves the sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is adhesion or dvekut with the Creator.
Bala Sulam writes that he writes it about himself. Who is this little one, young one, one who doesn't deserve anything? How come he will receive such a great ascent? It is only because the generation requires it. The generation is worthy, or generation is innocent or guilty. So, if we want to advance in our role, we must think more and more about for whose sake are we working? We are as a passageway, straight Yasharkel, connecting the Creator with the created beings. We, all in all, are only the connecting part. And as much as we will do it faithfully, not thinking about what will we get, how is it going to be, but only think about giving contentment to the Creator in order to bring the created beings closer to Him so that He will be able to correct them, fulfill them, and we, all in all, are as servants, as workers, as assistants, and we have no other role except for that, then we will succeed. This is why this approach, that we don't take ourselves into consideration, but only our role, both the Creator and the created beings are everything for us, and we, all in all, are only servants, not thinking about themselves in such a way. If we will scrutinize our role, we will truly be rewarded with being partners of the Creator in creation.
There are
many verses that Kabbalists wrote about that, that the most important is to serve humanity, all of it, and to bring them an explanation as much as possible about its future state that already exists in nature and needs to be revealed. And if we are ready for this revelation, then we receive these revelations, these times, that is, for the better. And if we are not quite ready for it, then nature nevertheless rolls on us all of these situations towards the end of correction. But it is already in a way, in a form that we're not ready, and therefore we don't see it as good, and we suffer. So, for the benefit of the Creator and for the benefit of the created beings, we here want to truly prepare the whole of humanity towards the upcoming states, steps, that all of them are all in all in increasing connection. That's how it should be. Okay? There are no questions? Good, yes?
Yesterday I heard a few complaints or claims that I'd like to just bring up and hear your response. So again, so that we can come out with good explanations. So I heard, why are we awakening this whole matter of anti-Semitism, touching upon it? It's an open wound, it's an open sore. The Nazis, the Holocaust. There are many beautiful things in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
I think that this is actually healing. When you cure something, all kinds of such emotions also awaken. I had a closed wound. Now the doctor opens it up in order to take care of it. So of course I don't want it. Because any treatment is also accompanied by pain. And there is no choice. You have to open it up, that wound, and scrutinize it, and understand what did we do right, what did we do wrong, and what can we do next. Because nevertheless, the correction doesn't just roll on the still vegetative and animate materials. It happens to matter that needs to feel its stages of development. So if the stages of development that we have to go through, and the whole of humanity has to go through it, if we understand those stages of development, that's something already. Just like when you're being treated by a doctor, if I understand that he has to do something, then I have no choice. So even animals, right? If the animal knows that you're doing something good for it, that you're curing it, even if it pains her, pains it, it's willing to suffer. So it's the same for us. And besides that, we can not only understand and suffer these stages of development passively, we can even participate in these things. And then for us, the stages of development will be pleasant, not only in our sensation, but with our understanding, attainment, participation by us, ourselves. Doing those treatments on ourselves in participation with the upper force. And then we won't feel that we're suffering, but to the contrary. And also, it's not that we're suffering or not suffering, rather we will rise to a place, a state, a level where we understand these things, we feel these things, where we, by ourselves, would have liked it to happen this way on us, where I already start to see myself from above. And I don't only agree, but I want these corrections to happen to me, and each time against my desire I will receive the force of bestowal, amplified, stronger, more and more. Yes, this is how it is. This is the matter of the servant of the Lord. This is the matter that humanity has to understand, to acknowledge the good Creator, that it wants to, if it wants to identify with Him, then it feels itself in this whole process, that even though it is a process of changing nature, however, these changes are accepted with joy.
So, there's no prohibition, let's say, about disseminating anything that relates to the people of Israel.
Not only there is no prohibition, you can see Baal HaSulam did that before him, from Baal Shem Tov and onwards. They didn't talk so much about it, even though they started talking about it, but only inside of the people of Israel, from Baal HaSulam and onward, it came out. So he didn't just hold it within himself. And as for us, we simply have to do it. You see what is going on in the world. And unfortunately, whatever we're saying, this is how it will happen. This is what will happen. Whatever they were not able to see in Germany 80 or 90 years ago, nowadays you can see it. And you'll be standing like this, seeing how it is all transpiring before you, and you know in advance what is going to happen unless you take part, and the way it will happen if you do take part. But the way to the end of correction, it's, as we learn, it's either the way of the Torah or the way of suffering, and you can choose, or it can be in the middle. But there are no ways, no possibilities to completely run away from it.
Now I'm working with the team on translating Chaim's new book for an Israeli audience in Hebrew. And also I hear all sorts of comments saying, focus on the solution. Why are you going to history? What do you understand about history?
As a proof, as an evidence, as an example, to look at it today, not just see it as an example from the past, but to see today that history is repeating itself. History is always repeating itself, because it's again tense field, and the way they roll down to our world and going through the same process, and it's always the same. So maybe not with the same weapon, not the same scale, it's always more and more. But it is repeating. There's nothing new. From the four phases, you can always see how they cascade into all kinds of forms, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, you know, the different olamot, the worlds, all the different incidents. And these incidents are also formed by the same four phases. It's all four phases. It's all Havaya. Everything happens through the name of the Lord. And therefore, We have to operate out of whatever is happening to us, because this is the Havaya that is now working on us, on humanity.
There is also a claim that there are many, many articles, many studies that aren't present in the book. We're taking everything that's relevant to us in order to show or showcase Baal Sulam's message rather than showing a general image of history, picture of history.
No research work can be complete. I mean, I don't know, maybe they're right, but I know one thing. According to the way it seems to me, all in all, the facts are facts. Well, that you have some others also, maybe. But all in all, the general picture is like that. And it does repeat. And I don't really care that much about history. I can't change anything back then. And I'm a practical man. And I, as a practical man, I think about today and also about tomorrow. And in my eyes, to save humanity, I'm not talking even only about the people of Israel. I mean, the people of Israel, nevertheless, here they have to perform some action. But humanity itself, can you see where it's going to? It's going towards the world war, like Baal Sulam said. I'm not talking about just the people of Israel, that they killed somebody in Brooklyn, or they burned something for someone, or they burned someone, or they painted something. I'm not disregarding this, but here we're talking about world war, and not world war the way it was in World War I or World War II. It's like Baal Sulam tells us about the Third World War. This is what I have in mind. And we think that this is something far away. How can it be? What do you mean, something far away? It can happen each and every moment. It's not that how it used to be, that until you start a campaign, you have to move the army around and warships and all kinds of things. Nowadays, you don't have all of that. You push a button and you're done. And half the world is dead. You see? I see these things not just that people are jumping on at the Jews. That would only be the beginning of the final correction of the world, the general correction of the world through a world war. Because we are in the last generation towards the end of correction. So here it can't be that in some place in Europe there would be some local war, Germany against Poland or Czechoslovakia or Russia. No, it's the whole planet will start to take each other into account. You'll suddenly discover that, you know, have 50 countries with nuclear weapons. What are you going to do? Right now you're not aware of them. But you'll see the way it will happen.
What to answer to that claim that the books that we publish aren't true academic research?
I don't need academic research. What do I care about the academy? The academy is all sold out. Right? They take money, and according to the money, they do something, just like the media. Give me some, you know, money, I'll buy some newspaper and turn it into whatever I want. This is how it is, it's only according to money. What, do you think you live in a world where there is pure ideology? You are living in a world which is completely sold. Everything is about money. Money, that's the will to receive. Is there anything to talk about here? What academy? When did you see an academy? Anything, I mean, you can talk about the Nobel laureates or anything else. What is this? What kind of naivety? Are these ideas planted in your mind somehow? It's all about money and politics.
Yes. Still, there are certain codes and agreements if we go to the wide public.
So I want to engage according to our codes and the truth. And the truth is the will to receive and its fulfillment. There is nothing else besides that. That is the truth, because this is nature. This is nature. Besides that, don't bring me all kinds of... you're bringing me all kinds of philosophies, other forms of connection that do not exist in nature, and I do not agree to work with that. You're telling me democracy. In advance, I don't want to hear it. You bring me all kinds of other forms of behavior and connection, and I'm saying everything is according to the will to receive. That's it. No, but we also have pluralism, and forget about that. That was in the 17th and 18th century, all this beautiful literature. We're done with that. I think that nowadays, who engages in that? Or maybe you want to confuse the young generation, so you do such things. They will only suffer because of it, those silly ones that, you know, bring me a few millions and I'll create such, you know, demonstrations for you and such movements all over the world that you will have no idea where it comes from. It's all money, just brainwashing. If the brain is empty, you can wash it with anything. Don't we see what the media is like, what advertising does? So people who are getting up against us, I would like to see why won't they write whatever they want? What do they want from me? I write whatever I think. Each one can think, can write whatever they want. This is how it is in the world. Fine. And also, if they jump at me, I'm happy. This is contact. It's something. It's some sort of familiarity. However, I don't take to account their views. I'm saying it in advance. I am deep inside of my own worldview, and it doesn't seem to me that anyone can change it. My foundation is a lot deeper and a lot higher. So it's not about anti-Semitism or all kinds of relations between the Jews and the Arabs or Christians or something. No, these are the foundations of nature. All in all, I want correction.
Regarding your worldview, yeah, there's no doubt. But when you go out to the public, don't you need to speak on their level with all their confusions? Or should you just go, like, I go with my truth and that's it?
I think this is how it is. I think this is how it is. Those who can, okay. Those who cannot, okay. But I cannot get all confused like the public. And I don't think that there is time as it was, let's say, 100 or 200 years ago. So the philosophers who wanted to express something the way it was for us with the Kuzari and all of these other manuscripts, they expressed it through a novel or in such a literary form. I don't think there's time for it. I think that actually these short books, they are what humanity now needs to see. And we will prepare a few more. I started already. Yes?
And opposite that, Nessie can also say he publishes articles on the internet and in various communal newspapers and so on. He met an editor, and she said she doesn't want to publish the articles because the message is that the Jews are at fault, so why should they publish that?
So next time they won't blame us. We need to see why and in what way we're truly at fault. Not the way that they think, but what we're truly at fault according to the foundation of creation, according to the foundation of creation, according to the truth. I cannot say anything if it's not the truth. I'm saying that according to nature, the will to receive, the will to bestow, and the purpose of creation, this and that is what we have to do. Why? You see that Otherwise, if we don't build a bridge between the will to receive and the will to bestow, the right bridge, so that we will create this passageway, if we don't do that, then it will be made over us. It will be made over us. So we have nothing else to do. We have no choice. This is why I'm going around explaining it. Now, the fact that the Jews are at fault, of course, nobody wants to hear about it. Nobody wants to hear that they are to blame. But what can you do? Do you know that you are to be blamed or not? Do you realize that we have to give an example to all the nations of the world, approach all the nations of the world? First of all, we ourselves need to connect and show them the method of connection, etc. This is called to be the light for the nations. They awaken and they also connect to us, and that way together we reach the end of correction. Is it all clear or not? If it is clear, then help me. How do we explain it to everyone? Yes, Nessie.
She edits a few websites. She received our materials, so we had the article saying that the Jews are always the ones causing bad things to themselves, to the Jews. She wasn't willing to accept that. And I explained to her that I learned it from the Israeli university, from an external tutor, and we know about this. Hitler's advisors were Jewish, the ones responsible for the expulsion from Spain.
Yes, I understand. So we should not give her such articles, but more lukewarm, gradually.
So I offered her, we have 1,500 different topics, completely different, without any contact, without any connection to the Jews doing something. She says, no, I don't want you in my website. I don't want anything from you. I want my website pure of that. And she wasn't willing to listen about historical proof or whatever, or to receive anything else. She wasn't willing to listen to anything, in short.
Okay, well, so I have nothing to do, except, of course, we will stumble across such responses, even 100% from all of the different places. Still, we have no choice. We have no choice but to constantly explain more and more that we need to show unity to the whole world. The fact that the world must have connection, it's clear to us more and more from one day to the next. Otherwise, we see how we will completely fall apart. The whole world, it is crumbling. And the adhesive against it, this is a connection. And it can come only through the example that we give. There is no choice. I don't think that we have another way. We don't have another way. It is simply according to the laws of nature. You can refine it, you can wait with it, but I don't. I personally don't have the time, and I must do whatever I have, whatever I can. I have to do it. Asaf, what?
So, if possible, to elaborate on this point exactly, so the approach to the wide public...
That, I don't know. That, I don't know. Maybe it should be more moderate. Maybe not a book of 200 pages, but rather 500 pages, where you go and provide a softer explanation. It's just like with some person, if you have some opposition, some collision with him, then he start talking from kind of far away, and bit by bit you people can come closer in their views until they understand each other, until they start to agree. Maybe the style needs to be... But the book is in its place. There's no choice about that. I don't regret anything about this. The fact that we're getting such a sharp response, it's actually good. But besides that, in order to swallow up these things in a more gentle way, maybe we need to do a few more things. But while we manage to do these things, you will see what will happen. You will see what's going to happen in the next few months, so that this book will not look like where is that coming from? Some madhouse, Nebaruch. Rather, they'll see that this is how it is.
So I'm putting the book off to one side for a moment. It's not a problem with the book. I want to understand the approach. As you said just now, there is an approach that stipulates that you need to educate people gradually, slowly, caressing them, so to speak, until you ripen the person, so to speak, until he gets to the place where Rav, they won't listen. Asaf. And there's a different approach where when you meet people, I see you doing this, which is I'll say my thing. And I don't care if they agree. The most important thing is that they hear it. So
that's exactly the question. With dissemination related to the people of Israel, the role of Israel, we should just take the second approach only.
Yes, not only we can write novels in parallel about this thing, about the things in this book. You can also write novels. You can make a feature film with a love story and all sorts of other attractions. I don't know. Go ahead, but this and that are things which are apart, and I'm certain that a book which explains things through a story can be much more successful and influential than the other type of book. But the foundation is here. That's the foundation. Right? It's with it, on top of it, you can do whatever you want. You can make a movie, you can write a novel. Yes.
What I saw is that whatever we write is actually deeper than academia, because there they have nothing to add anymore. So whenever you add something, you reveal envy from them, because, well, it's not coming from academia. But I never saw any academy research is going back 1,000 years ago, checking things. There is no such thing. So this is a fact, and we also have relations with professors, but I don't have a difficulty with doing that. They actually take part. When you say that I want to take part and I want to help you, that already changes their attitude. Besides that, I wanted to ask, if a person works on this, gradually he discovers inside of him there are several points in that process from Abraham till now, and he feels that he also becomes connected to this process. But I also saw on the internet and in relations there are certain facts where sometimes people agree and they say, yes, you're right, it's correct. Or people talk about the Messiah, he's going to come and correct things. There's this very strong belief that there is the Messiah, he's going to come and correct everything. So
we don't need to change anything, but just to be present, to observe this, and the Messiah will come and do everything. Right, that's an approach which is not one for practical working people, not for the Kabbalists, but rather for the Hasidim, as we call them, or the people, the common people. They don't have a point in the heart. They don't have two points. They cannot be on two levels, right? And so they cannot make this ascent and this sharing between people. And so there's nothing left for them but to be ashes and dirt, as it is said. And if they connect with the Kabbalists, then they can rise together with them. And if they don't connect to the Kabbalists, then they continue rolling on through problems, troubles, and death. That's how it is. Yes?
In the department for Germany speakers, yesterday we were talking about the translation of the book and the dissemination of this book, and a question came up: who is the target audience for this book?
Everyone. On all sides. On all sides.
Now, if it's everyone,
yes.
For example, in Germany, we want to do a book tour in order to promote the book. And there they have this approach where they say, the moment that you want to say that the Jews are guilty with something that is happening, everything shuts down, they don't want to hear you, nothing will happen to this book. It will just die in Amazon.
Yes, that's clear. And
so what do we want to happen with the dissemination of the book? What do we want? I mean, you now present the book. What do we want to happen? That people will buy it and...
People need to understand that, one, the key for this whole historical process we're going through is with the people of Israel. The sharp response from the general ego of the nations of the world is a response to the Jews waiting and idling, not promoting the correction, right? And it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't come to us through any other nation or opinion. We see it coming through nature, and it's inherent in nature, and I expect of the nations of the world not to say, so they're at fault, not us. That's nonsense. I expect a sort of response where it's like, we now know how we should be working together. Right? So that what's in us, that this hatred for the Jews, this anti-Semitism, are you writing this down, Dudy? This anti-Semitism comes so that we will push them forward. We'll push them forward. What do you think? What is the whole thing where the prophet says that the people of the world lift Israel on their shoulders and carry them to the temple? What, do you think they're carrying them on trays or something, on palanquins? No, it's a demand, it's a lack. The people of Israel have to feel the lack that the nations of the world have for correction, for knowing the thought of creation, the purpose of creation. And they must know this. They're frustrated with all the problems in the world, and all of those problems exist because humanity, they're not receiving an answer for why they're in such problems and troubles. They don't understand these troubles, tzarot, from the word tzar, or narrow, from the lack of the light of chassadim and the knowledge of God. Look what's happening with the drug epidemic and all of that. All of that is the result of us not delivering to them through this conduit, which is us, not delivering to them the upper light. So what I expect that they understand, and this is another topic that we'll need to develop, this isn't the book. The book just states the facts, right? As they relate to the Jews. Now, from the side of the nations of the world, that's a completely different thing for a different book. They must also know their role. They must know in what way exactly they can take this negative feeling towards the Jews, this hatred that awakens within them in the proper way as hatred, and to turn it into a demand. And together with the people of Israel to perform the correction. Because the method is with the people of Israel, and the power is with the nations of the world. And they, together with us, need to flow together with us towards the end of correction. So let's just understand that this negative form, this anti-Semitism that is now being revealed, we have to understand, first of all, that this is the law of nature. And secondly, after it being a law that is readily apparent now, because you have the relationships between the will to bestow, the will to receive, the connection, disconnection there. So now what do we need to do? We need to achieve a connection between us and to understand what form of connection needs to be there so that the Creator will be revealed in the whole of reality. And that should be the goal, ultimately, the goal that's in front of us. Not this academy or whatever they think or something else. It's so cheap, all of it.
So what's missing in the book as a response to what I heard is, who are these Jews that we want them to connect? What is that connection between them? How should it be? And the third thing is what you said now.
Who is it? Us?
Who is us?
We are our organization. I'm not afraid of... And I don't... I don't care about it. I don't suffer from humility.
You mean Bnei Baruch or...
Yes, Bnei Baruch and me.
And what about the Jews in Germany and all over the world who are...
They don't understand anything. The same way those Germans don't understand anything, the Jews don't understand anything. That's why they're all bewildered.
So with respect to them, the nations of the world... should have some expectation with respect to them, even though they're not related to the internality?
They have to recognize that, well, we need to explain this whole system to them. And why it all depends on the people of Israel, and why you have hatred towards the people of Israel, and why this role has to begin with the people of Israel, and later come to the nations of the world, and both of them need to work together.
So, what appears to me that's missing, the way you talk now, is how to push the people of Israel to such a demand. I mean, what to demand of them, how to push them.
Forget about the people of Israel. We're talking about our organization, about us. The rest of the people of Israel, that's something apart. Until they awaken. You know, the Jews in Germany, the Jews in the USA, it's...
So then, why should we disseminate this book on the outside and make such a fuss?
We must do this. But I'm not counting on it doing anything. Really. I understand that this is a hard-headed people, and until they respond... I hope that somehow in the future, let's hope not in the too distant future, that pressure on one hand and dissemination by us will awaken in them a different outlook, right? When he sits at home afraid of going out of his house, and even in his house, he's constantly shaking with fear of people coming and beating him, even killing him, you know, at the center of Berlin or somewhere else, even in New Jersey, then he will think differently. He will look at this book differently. What can you do?
Thank you.
Yes, Moti?
Yesterday I heard the news about this incident in New York, and they themselves are saying that there is no prevention, or they have no clue. What is happening is that anti-Semitism exists subconsciously, but if you ask people, they don't know why they hate the Jews, and the Jews don't know.
That's correct, and I come and explain it.
And the Jews don't know why we are being hated.
Yes, 1,000 years ago it was the same, and 100 years ago in Nazi Germany, it's the same. See what the Jews said back then. Look at everything we gave to the German people. Look, everywhere we have scientists, musicians, what not. What do you want more? if he opened the political party to Jews, they'd go there happily. The Nazi party, I mean. They'd be happy about it. They don't know. What will you do?
In any kind of audience, you know, if a person would come in here giving with a box, giving gifts, candies, or watches, there's no way for someone to think that he will be hated. As you said, Jews gave so much in their contributing to revolutions, to science. There's no logic in it. So the question is, what will happen if antisemitism will rise from the subconscious, where they don't know why, to, what shall we call it, to be within reason in new kelim?
So that they know why they hate?
So that they would know what is the reason, yes.
Ah, that's something else entirely. Then I know it's the law of nature that it awakens in everyone, because the Jews, through them, a special mission needs to come, connection, which they know how to make. And if we do that, if we get to that connection, our whole world is rises to a higher level. Our inner demand, this inner demand, is that the world needs to rise to a higher degree. It needs to come to know the Creator. It needs to be in the eternal world. And subconsciously, they feel that you're stealing from them. You're stealing this from them. You are stealing from me the next world, the eternal world. What could be worse? What do I care? Why do I care if you're a painter or a musician, an artist or scientist? I don't need that. That's unnecessary. You do much worse, and not you. You know, the who is great. You know, the regular people of Israel, the regular workers and so on, person who owns a little store, a kiosk or something. No, they hate all of them from beginning to end. And it doesn't matter what level of wealth or knowledge the person has. No, it's because you're Jewish. That's it.
Strategically, I think we should put a goal, and our goal would be not the Jews or the nations of the world know why there is anti-Semitism.
True.
If we raise it to new kelim, then we achieved our goal. I think that should be the only goal.
And this is the only goal because the wisdom of Kabbalah is aimed specifically for that. That's its purpose entirely. It's not, as Baal Sulam said, not how many angels are in the heavens. Or if we do this, everything will open up and you'll have the practical wisdom of Kabbalah right in front of you. So, it's clear to us what we have to do. That's it. And that's the big convention, right? The convention in the desert, that's us, and in the big convention, that's what we'll be talking about. You hearing me, Dudi? Yes, Yochi.
My teacher, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned dumb youngsters, and it's true. What can I tell a person that all that he cares about, that he can live off from, you know, one Thursday to Thursday, he only cares about the nightclub, I see it, he's going to go to, I see it, people on the outside and here?
No, you can't reach Israelis in this way, no, because a person listens only from a lack. We learn that the whole creation is a lack. If he has no lack for something that's more than to work at night and to go out clubbing, to work during the day and to go out clubbing at night, and the same thing tomorrow and the same day over again and over like with the young people, then it's clear you have nothing you can do.
The only people you hear about is like this crazy ecologist, They had to chop off millions of trees in order to print whatever she says, but that's, you know, saving ecology.
That's not worthwhile for us to go into.
But we have this sickness here also. I see it on myself also. Nevertheless, it's my generation who's responsible for the world now, not your generation. So, and they will also absorb the results of everything that is happening now.
Right. Speak. Well,
I don't know. Well, there's no way to add, nothing to add here.
If you are talking about this phenomena like this Greta Thunberg, that poor girl, what they did to her. So it's just a very good example of what humanity is dealing with, right? What these people who, with money, they alter and manipulate the media and the world, how they confuse everyone, that's what they're engaged in, and they're making fools of themselves, right?
But my teacher, I'm looking for an approach, for a way to add something. Things are becoming worse. We don't need to go too far away. Here in Petah Tikva, I saw people wearing a t-shirt of Hitler. You don't need to go too far away. Whatever happened and, you know, this killing that they had, I'm sure there are other cases of killing where they don't even report about it. I'm sure it exists out there. So what can we add? These are things that I don't manage to get rid of. And actually, the people who are the most influential nowadays and the most sought after are young people. You know, the best singers, in, you know, YouTube, all kinds of artists. These are people who are even teenagers, less than 18. And you have millions of views or hundreds of thousands of views that they get. So how can we do something, add something?
I truly can't answer that. We need to make more and more efforts in our dissemination in different ways, all sorts of ways. I'm saying things which are short, succinct, from the source, from the foundation. Later you can take them and clothe them with all sorts of, appeals to the people. I don't know. If I had the possibility of going out to the people and speaking to them, I don't know if I would. I don't have this, you know, it's a profession. It's a skill. I don't know how to turn our approach, the deep, fundamental, scientific, direct approach. You know, we have the two forces in nature, the will to receive, the will to bestow, and it's very clear to us, but how to turn it to a story for the regular people, the common folk, where your young artists or the common housewife will understand and know, it's a problem. Let's continue to the next subject.
So we move on to the next part of the lesson from the writings of Bala Sulam.